Sagt the Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Pesachim, Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet. What is the din if someone who's not a Kayan eats Truma b'mezid? Well, there's a very serious einish for that. He's chayiv misa b'deshamayim. What is the din? Someone who's not a Kayan eats Truma b'shayik. He didn't realize it was Truma. So the Torah says he has to pay back the Kayan two things. The Karen and an additional chaymish. The Karen means the principal, whatever he ate. If he ate a pound of something, he has to pay back a pound plus a fifth. And here's an interesting din. If I ate a pound of truma, so normally I should be able to pay back money, right? No. You could only pay back produce, not money. And the produce that you pay back, that becomes truma. Now, Zok the Mishnah, what is the din? Again, Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet. Ha'oichel, someone who eats trumas chametz b'Pesach. We have over here truma and chametz. And he eats it on Pesach. Zok the Mishnah, b'shaygeg. B'shaygeg means by mistake. What was by mistake? He didn't know it was truma. Even if he knew it was chametz, but he didn't know it was truma. Mishalem, he pays the kayan keren, whatever he ate, v'chaymish plus an additional fifth. But wait a second, I have a kasha. How much is chametz and Pesach worth? And the answer is nothing. If something is aser bano, you can't eat it, and you can't derive any benefit from it, then it has no value. So why should I pay the kohen anything? And the answer is, like we explained, the Torah says when someone eats truma b'shaygeg, v'nasa l'kayin es ha-kaydesh, you have to give him something which becomes kaydesh. You don't pay him money, you pay peiros. And what you pay becomes truma. So it's not based on value. You ate peiros, you have to replace the peiros. It has nothing to do with how much it's worth. So technically speaking, you ate something which is worth nothing on the market because it's aser b'hana. But the Torah still says, produce of truma is eaten b'shaygeg, it has to be replaced. Not only the keren, but plus an additional fifth, and that is a kapara for him. That is a great taiva for him. On the other hand, b'mezid, if he knew it was truma, even if he didn't know it was chametz, but he knew it was truma, so pater mitashlumen, he doesn't pay anything back. Now there's a halacha that even if truma becomes tamei, it could be used. What could it be used for? You can't eat it, even the kayan can't eat it, but he could use it as fire fuel. Can use it to cook with. So even if you ate truma that is tamei, you still took something away from the kayan. But in this case, if he ate truma's chametz, truma which is chametz on Pesach, b'mezid, and again, b'mezid means he knew it was truma, pater mitashlumim, he doesn't pay back the peiros, umid meyetze, and not even for its value as fuel. This din, that if you eat peiros of truma, you have to replace peiros of truma, that's only b'shaykeh. If he's amazed, if he knew it was truma, so he's like any other gazlan. How does a gazlan pay? By the amount that you stole. Whatever the value is that you stole, that's what you have to pay back. And what is the value of what he stole? Nothing. Because chametz and Pesach has no value. It's aser b'hanah. You can't even use it for fire fuel. So unfortunately, and I say unfortunately, although he's potter, but it's unfortunate for him, because this person who ate the truma b'mezid, he had better do tshuva quickly. There's no easy way for him to be mesaken that he can't just pay Karen and Chaimish. As far as just being a gazlan and taking something that's not his, well, chametz and Pesach is not considered anybody's. So again, if someone eats chametz, which is truma and Pesach, if he did not know that it's chametz, there's a special din that he pays the principal plus a fifth. Even though it technically has no value, but this din, when you eat truma b'shaygeg and you're not a kayin and you replace the produce and you add a fifth, it has nothing to do with value. You ate truma, the truma has to be replaced. You can't even pay back money if you wanted to. If he ate a b'mezid, he's like any other gazlan. So, comes to pay back, how much did he steal? What's the value of what he stole? Chametz on Pesach has no value, and therefore he's part of mitashlumim. It doesn't even have the value for fire fuel because it's aser b'hanah, it can't be used for fire fuel.